Why not feel so clear? I've been in another gear.
How many of you even attempted to pronounce this? But it's a Portuguese red wine. I don't know if I've ever had a wine from Portugal before.
Like I said, just tasting this one. The reason I swirl it, one, to awaken it. Two, also, you kind of want to see the layers of it. Smell is kind of, it's not that interesting. It's not very dry. It's kind of dry, but it's not that interesting of a bottle. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just not. I prefer a wine that's more interesting. I prefer a wine, like I prefer women. Interesting. That isn't that interesting.
So this is a bottle of, again, I might butcher this word, of Tempranillo. But that's a type of Spanish wine. I've had this type of Spanish wine before. But the exciting thing about this is it's a two-time gold medal winning brand. It has 96 points. So this wine is like the Luka Doncic of wines, basically. So I know this fire, basically.
Force 2, talking about they superstars. How you a superstar with a boot on your car? I can feel the air up there. When I feel so clear, I've been in another gear. Yeah, I've been in another gear. I can feel the air up there. When I feel so clear, I've been in another gear. Yeah, I've been in another gear.
Charlamagne, are we live?
We're live.
Are we live, Charlamagne? Can you see us?
Yeah.
Joel, can you see us with your face? Like, can we actually be seen, like, on the screen?
Yeah, before we do, like, 13 right. minutes.
Yeah, before we do. No, we did 40 minutes of the pod, G. With nobody can see us, bro. That's a Joel sin, but it's all good. We here, we live, we back. London man's one leg path, one leg.
It's a madness.
That's what they say over there.
Yeah. They literally say that. It's a madness. Everything is a madness. It's a madness. It's a madness. Madness. It's a madness and badness combination. I actually understand the concept of it's a madness and bad. Like if you go, oh fuck, shit.
This man.
All right, so for y'all that don't know.
Old as hell. All
right, so for y'all that don't know, yeah, I'm not going to tell the story, but I messed up. I think my LCL.
What the fuck is an LCL? You got a we have LCLs?
Yeah, so it's an MCL, PCL, ACL, LCL. The LCL is like the ligament that's like on like the outer side of your knee.
What you drinking? Water?
That's water, yes, but I just took two shots. All
right.
The PCL,
say, you must be
the PCL is the muscle in the back of your knee. So like if you that's a PCL. ACL, I think, is what the thing that obviously holds everything together. And then you got the MCL. Then you got the meniscus. Excuse me. Then you got the meniscus. But anyway, I think I hurt. I don't know what I hurt. But either way, I messed it up on Sunday. I was like, I could feel it, but like it was whatever. Yesterday, I could feel it and I was limping a little bit, but like whatever. When I woke up today, this morning, bro, on fire, got progressively worse. I'm like, gee, I can't move, bro. Then I started using the Icy Hot, got some ibuprofen. So I'm like, I can't drive nowhere.
Gee, I started
because I can't get in it. Because I don't like at that point in time, I don't think I could lift my leg to get in the car.
By the way, the name of this episode is going to be I Started Using the Icy Hot, G.
I'm
putting your face on Shaq head when he had the Icy Hot conversion, bro.
Yeah, and the reason why I'm using
the handheld. What happened, Joe? We good?
And the reason why I'm using the handheld mic is, handheld mic is because I don't want to like. Sit up and trying to like keep my leg at a certain position.
So I guess you don't want to go play pickup tomorrow.
I'm not going to play pickup tomorrow. No. But yeah, London was great. London was an incredible time. If anybody listening from London, I love that city. I will be back very soon. I saw more of London this time. I saw Wembley.
Okay.
Which was cool. I have more of an idea about where I am. London women are some of the best batch. Of women.
It's because they're not actually from there.
They're not from there. They're not from there.
Their origins are not
low-key,
from there.
Low-key, I didn't mean
none of their origins are from London.
None of them. They be like from the Middle East. They be
which are the most beautiful women
on planet Earth?
Middle Eastern women
and black
the most
women.
Beautiful women are on
Middle Eastern Earth. Women and black women. And Middle Eastern women and Africans.
Middle Eastern women are amazing.
Yes, Middle Eastern women and Africans. They're like all like incredible.
Indian women are beautiful too. Black women, of course.
Yeah, but I feel
I was birthed by a black
I like
woman.
Grant. I like group all of that in like the same kind of area.
No, but okay.
Because like at that point, we probably all obviously everybody came out of Africa, but we all like we. This, oh, I can't say what I want to say.
Can you hit the music, Joe? Hit the music, the red one, and turn it up. And then mute our mics.
So clear, I've been in another gear. Yeah, I've been in another gear. I can feel the air up there when I feel so clear. I've been in another gear. Yeah, I've been in another gear.
But anyway, so it's NBA playoffs. This is my first time being on since the playoffs started.
Have you watched any basketball, London Vans?
I didn't watch a single person drip. Well, okay.
No reason. Joe,
no,
switch seats with Pappy.
Let his
leg having an ass sit over there.
Nah, listen. Here go the thing. I was trying to watch some. So the only day I could have watched games was on Sunday. Because you got to say, like, we're 7 hours ahead. When London, we're 7 hours ahead. Especially from the West Coast.
We, huh? Okay. So look, this motherfucker about to abdicate to London.
So look,
about to get him a dual citizenship.
So look. On Sunday, which was my last day, when the Clippers played and when the Heat played, I was gonna go watch the games.
I hate when you do that, bro.
I was
just talk normal, G. Don't get. I hate when you be like, I was gonna go watch. I don't want to say this woman's name. Just say you was gonna watch.
I was gonna go watch the
game. Half spilling the tea.
I was like,
spill the tea the whole way.
I was gonna go watch the games, but then I had to link one of the lady friends, and then I was gonna watch the Clippers game because the Clippers game came on actually at like 8 p.m. But this is my last night. I'm like, bro, I'm going to Novico. So I went to the Novico Benjamin Lounge, and I was kind of like fake watching the game in Novico, but like not really. But no, the games be coming on. So this game is on at like 3 in the morning in London. It's hard to watch the games during the week.
Man, you usually be up at 3 in the morning tweeting.
I was
about
outside, bro. You think I went all the way over there to be up at 3 in the morning watching hoop? I love the hoop, but I'm outside, bro.
You don't love the hoop.
I love the hoop. I was outside to like 4 a.m., 5 a.m. every night.
Respectable.
But yes, I have been watching.
Where's the Pappy? Respectable.
But yes, ever since I got back, I've been watching the games, obviously. Got a chance to cover the Clippers Mavericks game yesterday, which was a great game. It's an interesting series. I watched the full Lakers game.
I got Mavericks in five. Everybody say I'm crazy. Mavericks
I watched,
in five.
Oh, funny story. So for the
turn Pavi down about just a little schmidt.
Yeah.
Just like a little bit. Pavi's one. Just turn down just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Go so funny story is when I was coming back, I had a layover in New York. And my plane actually had DirecTV. So I had a layover in New York. So I watched the whole Sixers-Knicks game on the plane flying to Vegas. And it was just an interesting experience because like, obviously everyone on the plane is from New York. So game two while it was going on, when like Dante hit the shot, the whole plane screamed. And like I was watching it, but I didn't know everybody. So I'm like, are we all screaming at the same thing? Or is it like other shit going on that I should know about on this motherfucker? So like, nah, that was a cool experience. I watched that game, and I watched and I saw the Lakers game winner when I got to Vegas. It happened. So like, the game was ending when I was getting off the plane in Vegas, and I put it up on my phone and saw the game. Actually, no, I think I saw the game when I on the
so
runway.
You didn't watch, oh, okay, never mind. But you was at the Clippers game yesterday. Okay.
No.
You was at the Clippers game yesterday. So talk to me about what. So what are your thoughts on what you've seen? I mean, you didn't really miss that much. All the game was blowouts, if we being honest. play-in was kind of trash.
I saw the game, too.
People that were supposed to make win was supposed to win. So what do you think about where we currently are? Currently, right now, if you're watching Hoops and Brews or you're listening along, we are currently at the 6 minute and 49 second of the OKC versus New Orleans Pelicans game. The Thunder are currently up 110 to 82. We'll talk about this series once this game ends. But what are your thoughts on Clippers Mavericks kind of to start it off? I've had some notorious hot takes on the internet. I told everybody Kawhi was not going to be ready for game one a month ago and that he might not play. Like I honestly think that the pressure on him to play is the highest it's ever been in his career because they move into this new stadium and they just gave him that big deal. So even if you hurt, bro, you got to play. We go into a new stadium. Like even if you have surgery in the offseason, you can't not play this playoffs. We got a new stadium coming.
I mean, if he half...
Stop turning your mic on and off. Just leave it on.
I mean, if he half dead and literally can't play, then I don't know. But my thoughts on that series is...
That's the series, though. Yeah, if he half dead, like, to me, I think he actually hurt the Clippers the last game.
I agree. I think that...
Was better without him.
I agree.
This matchup, they're better without him.
I don't agree with that.
If he's not 100% or 80%, and like to me, he looked like he was 65%.
I agree with yesterday he hurt them. For one, I mean, you could tell he hadn't played basketball since, March 31st, I think the last time he played.
I don't know.
It's March 31st. You could tell, like, even some of his shots, his timing was a little bit off. I thought defensively he was still the same on Kawhi, but I think offensively his timing was off. I felt like sometimes they were probably trying to force the ball to him. And then also the one thing that I always think about the Clippers sometimes is that when the game slows down and they face adversity, sometimes because they have the isolated scores that they have, they just have a tendency to just dribble the ball, and like there's no actual intention to what
LeBron
they're doing.
Oh, like LeBron does every time he's out there. Shout out to my guy Cam Buford, who I was arguing with.
And there's no actual intention to what they're doing. But what I think about this series is, one, I think the Mavericks defended like hell yesterday. Everybody, Luke and Kyrie included. Kyrie, I think he only had two steals, but if we count pass deflections, had to be like six or seven. I think that when your two best players defend like that, it sends a message to everybody else. That being said, I still think the Clippers will win the series. I think that Kyrie and Luka have to go nuclear every game. Cause I don't think that they can defend the way that they defended yesterday every single game. Like they didn't even have what neither team had.
I'll turn it up and hit the button.
Neither team had.
Yo, we got a $2 donation from.
Okay, go ahead, read it. You got a mic, bro. Pull your mic up.
Okay. Teddy Hart donated $2, and he said, "What up, guys? I'm Teddy Hart."
Shout out to my guy, man, Teddy Hart, OG fan. Teddy Hart low-key has kept Hoops and Brews alive with his Super Chat donations for the past eight or however many years he's been donating. Shout out to my guy, Teddy Hart. If we had a – actually, by the way, I want to start that. I want to start a Hoops and Brews Fan Hall of Fame. If I had to have my first nominee for the Hoops and Brews Fan Hall of Fame, Teddy Hart got to be – Teddy Hart is the Michael Jordan of Hoops and Brews fans.
Really? You putting him over Nas?
Hell yeah. He got to be. Nas ain't no disrespect to Nas.
I don't know, man. Nas,
but no, stop. No disrespect to Nas, cause Nas listen to my music. Nas be asking about my music, but like Nas is really locked in. But in terms of actually putting his money where his mouth is, Teddy Hart then probably donated hundreds of dollars to H&B Media Hoops and Brews. So shout out to Teddy Hart. I'm gonna post his clips on Instagram. Teddy Hart, you are the first nominee of the Hoops and Brews Hall of Fame. Joe, hit the yellow button. Shout out to my guy, Teddy Hart, man. You deserve that. Thank you. We're going to hang your jersey up in the rafters. And then secondly, I'm going to nominate my man, Nas, and we're going to put him in the Hoops and Brews Hall of Fame. As I said, not only does he listen to the music, not only does he respond to all the videos, he's been a very active fan, and he's also from, I believe, the Netherlands. So to think that our second biggest fan is from the Netherlands and be locked in, like, you know, the funny part, like, you be complaining about, like, when we – not complaining, like, literally. I'm just saying, like, when we – like, sometimes when we got to go live late, like, bro, I'm trying to go out. Like, when you're not – but when you're not, there's no big deal. But when you be ready to go out, it's usually because we doing the pod mad late. For Nas, he had he in the Netherlands. This is he like, yo, this 8 in the morning for me. Yeah, it's perfect.
Yes, yeah, 8 hours ahead.
Yeah, like this 8 in the morning to me. So shout out to Nas, man. Hoops and Brews Hall of Fame. One more round of applause. Let's move on. And let's continue to talk about the Clippers.
Real quick, I got a shout out request.
Go ahead.
From the fantasy league champion, he said he wants a shout out.
Go ahead.
Who won the fantasy?
Once I lost, I deleted that. Who won? By the way, we owe you a hoodie.
Top Dog Ryan.
That makes sense.
Top Dog
Ryan.
Didn't
he have Jokic and Giannis on the team?
He's been on the show mad times.
Didn't he have Jokic?
Okay, look, Top Dog Ryan, send Joe your email.
Yo, hey.
Hold on, wait one second. Let me finish. Send Joe your email and your address via text, and we're going to send you a hoodie. Before the end of the month.
He's going to give it to Joe to give it to you.
I'm sorry, we're going to send.
That works too.
No, we just going to order it because then we got to get
homie.
Then we got to get it printed and then get it to us and just to give it to him. Just send it to the man.
Okay. Yeah, ain't that bro who had Giannis and Jokic on the same team?
All
right, man.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, he was bull. No, that was a bullshit trade. You let happen.
It wasn't a bullshit trade.
You let that shit happen.
It wasn't a bullshit trade.
You're a fucking liar.
It was not a bullshit.
You let somebody get Giannis and fucking Jokic on the same team.
It took like four tries to get it through. You got to know. You got to evaluate it from both sides.
You're full of shit.
He traded with a competitor. No. I vetoed about 3-4 trades and made them
work
out to where it
wasn't. You should have vetoed every fucking time.
No.
You let Giannis and Jokic get on the same team.
He gave up a lot to get Giannis.
Who gives a fuck what he gave up?
He gave up a lot. What do you mean? Who gives a fuck what he gave up?
I ain't going to hold you.
So somebody help me on trading a player they can't trade.
Hold you though, in our matchup, I almost won that, so I'm not even mad. Like when I played him, I think I lost because somebody got hurt, or I like picked the wrong game or something like that. Like I literally almost won, so I'm not even mad about that.
I still am. I don't give a fuck about that.
But Clippers Mavericks, I still expect the Clippers to win this series. Like I said, I don't think the Mavericks can guard the way they guarded yesterday. Like they didn't score 100 points.
I don't think it was about defense though. But
I do. The Clippers shot like shit, but I also think the Mavericks made them shoot like shit. I mean, the Mavericks didn't shoot well either. Like I think the Clippers have a better chance of guarding the Mavericks the way that they guarded them yesterday. Even though down the stretch there was mental mistakes. I just think that they did some. For instance, right, there was a three that Kyrie hit when Luka and Kyrie are both on the same side, and Russ decided to double off Kyrie to help on the post on Luka, and gave up a three. Fuck are you doing? And then even later, like at the end of the game, the Mavericks made some mental mistakes.
Ooh, that boy Shea Cole.
But just in general, I still think the Clippers should take this series. I will say I think that I don't want to say Game 3 is a must win.
It's a must win. If they lose that game, I'm telling you, I picked the Mavericks in 5 before the series.
They're not going to beat them in 5 games.
I said the Mavericks was going to split one with the Clippers, and then they was going to win the rest of the games.
I don't think.
No, you
happen.
Hit the right button for what you was looking for. But
yeah, I'm dead ass. Why do you think this is gonna happen?
5 games is crazy.
You ask me or you wanna get your
I'm asking you why you think it's gonna happen.
I believe it's gonna happen, number one, because the Clippers don't have anyone on the perimeter that can actually defend. The Mavericks shot, I believe, 38% from the field and 31 or 35% from the 3-point line in the first game. That's not gonna happen. That's not the way that they shoot, and that's not the way that they shot in game two, which even in game two, they still didn't shoot that well comparatively to what they would normally do during the regular season. I do agree with you that their defense was inspired and they came out and they played with the grit that they needed to play with to win the game. But that's not going to be the thing that's going to win them the series. It'll be the thing that will help win them the series. To me, I think that they need to create a foot race with the Clippers. The Clippers cannot score.
They don't play fast, though.
No, but listen to what I'm saying.
They can score.
No, stop. The Clippers can't score like the Mavericks, though.
I disagree with that.
I disagree with you disagreeing with me, and that's the whole basis of this entire 8 years plus of this brand. But my main point is that I believe that in this series, if a hobble Kawhi is going to play, he's a disadvantage for you. He's not an advantage for you. I think the first game, the reason why they won that game so much was because Kawhi was not there to take 18 shots. So, James, you have the ball. Do what you do.
Not mad at that.
Not what you did 2 months ago. Do what you always did. Find a weak matchup. Point that man out, which they did to my son, Luka Doncic. Luka! They did that to Luka.
They did it back to Harden.
They did it to Kyrie. No, they did. But find the weak man. Point the matchup out. And just like LeBron did when he dropped 19 in the fourth. Well, I believe it was 19 in the fourth when he was there. Point the weak man out. put him in ISO, send him to hell. And that's what Harden did. You can't do that with Kawhi on the floor because the floor spacing don't even allow you to do that because if PG at the elbow, somebody got to be at the three-point line. And if Kawhi in the game, one of them got to be one of them places, which means if you Harden, you can't get a clear out for an ISO or pick and roll with Zubac.
Yes, and you can.
You can't do that the same with Harden on the floor.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Here's no. Listen,
you can't.
Listen,
you can't. Listen. You can't do that with Harden on the floor.
Yes, yes, yes.
You can't.
You mean Kawhi on the floor?
I'm sorry.
You can't.
Sorry, you can't do that with Kawhi Leonard on the floor.
You can do it because Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, from now, are both 40% 3-point shooters, also good.
But
hold on, wait.
I wish I had a telestrator so I could show you what I'm talking about. Like, look at this play right here. Right.
I know what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, if Harden on any of them other teams, when Harden needed space, it was usually a big man he would run a pick and roll with, and then three other guys that were shooters, or two other guys that were shooters, and one guy that could make a play off the dribble or in the pick and roll and create their own basket, i.e., Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, any of them, Eric Gordon when he was in his younger days in Houston. Now, if Kawhi Leonard and Paul George is there, yeah, they man got to still stick with them. But where else in terms of the spacing are they gonna get? They're not spot up shooters.
They can spot up shoot. I don't.
You're lying.
I don't rate that.
You're lying.
They can
Terrence
spot up shoot.
Terrence Mann, not a spot up shooter. PG is probably the best spot up shooter on the team.
And Kawhi is not bad as well.
He's not a good spot up.
And also Harden isn't bad.
No,
I know what you're saying.
My point is Harden would be running those actions.
I know what you're saying.
So Harden can't spot up shoot while he's running those actions.
My point is, I disagree. I agree with you on Terrence, but I do think he's become better, especially from the corner. He's become better. I think career-wise, he has like a 37% spot up shooter.
If I'm the Mavericks, if we can get to 115 points every game and keep the Clippers below 110, we win. And I think that's very feasible, especially with Kawhi Leonard on the floor. Period. Well, if Kawhi Leonard is not there, then that forces Russell Westbrook to play more minutes, which means they are going to play a more aggressive and up-tempo style, and that forces James Harden to force the mismatch. When Kawhi Leonard is in the game, he can't force the mismatch.
He can.
No, he can't.
He just doesn't do
no,
it.
No, you want to know why he can't? Because
just
the
don't
best.
Do it.
No. He can't because the best defender is usually defending Kawhi, not him.
He can still force the mismatch, though. That means you have the mismatch.
No, that's my whole point.
What's the point?
So if I run up the court, rather than like literally Luka and them offense before Kyrie was there and all of my guys there, they would run up the fucking court. Luka would call out a guy he thought was weak. They would bring them up to run a screen and roll with them, pick and roll, pick and pop. He would run it. He either get in the bucket at the lane, a mid-range jumper, a step back three, or the big man getting a lob at the rim. If James Harden is out there, right? And Kawhi Leonard is out there, right? Luka is the weakest defender on the floor. Mm-hmm. Who is guarding James Harden? I'm sorry. Who is guarding Kawhi Leonard for the Mavericks?
It depends on who's on the court.
No, I'm asking you a question. Just answer.
Let's say
throw some variables.
Derrick Jones Jr.
Okay, cool. And then who's guarding Paul George?
Let's say depends, but let's say for lack of Josh Green or PJ Washington.
No, Josh Green's been hurt. PJ Washington.
No, but he's back playing.
He's
back now.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
He's back.
But he ain't been. He's not the same. His minutes in the rotation was way
or
different.
Let's say PJ Washington.
Okay, cool. Right now, who's guarding Terrence Mann?
He probably wouldn't be in the game.
Who's guarding Norm Powell? Kyrie.
Kyrie might be guarding Harden.
Kyrie
is on Harden. Luka probably was guarding Powell because he could just stand there.
That's my whole point.
But what's your point?
My point is the two weakest fucking defenders on the fucking team are already at the top of the key.
Okay.
So when I walk up, we ain't even got to do none of that shit. Run your ass up here and do this pick and roll because either Luka guarding me or Kyrie guarding me. It's food all day.
Yeah, but listen.
Put an elbow in him.
Yeah, but
go
listen.
To the rim. It's food all day.
Yeah, but listen.
That's my whole point.
Yeah, but listen.
That's my whole fucking point. And if Kawhi is in the game, the other best defenders on the fucking team are guarding fucking Kawhi Leonard or fucking Paul George, not motherfucking James Harden. That's my fucking point.
What does that have to do with? I get what you're saying, But what does that have to do with...
You don't understand what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. You're talking about getting...
Harden's not going to run pick and roll 20 times when Kawhi and PG in the game.
But here's my... Okay, listen.
So you're not getting that.
Listen,
you're
listen,
not getting, listen. You're not getting that. If Kawhi's not in the game, then that means that you get to pick between Derrick Jones Jr., Kyrie Irving, or Luka Doncic.
Listen.
That's my point.
I get your point, but at the same time, I don't get the point because that's when adjustments come into play. If you see
have you not read fucking Mavs Twitter and them talking about Jason Kidd and not making no adjustments?
No, listen, I'm talking about for the Clippers. If you think that, okay, you know what, we may be force-feeding Kawhi a little bit, maybe need to take a back seat, Harden, we're going to need more from you. That's when you have to make adjustments. You know what, we're going to go back to Houston Harden. That's when you as a coach.
How can I do that with Kawhi on the floor?
I don't have to give him the fucking ball. You don't have to give him 18 shots, bro. If he's not healthy.
So which side is he playing on the floor? Weak side, strong side?
It depends.
No, I'm asking you. If I'm running this offense with Harden where Kawhi don't have to get the ball, which side of the floor is Kawhi Leonard on?
I would probably throw him on the weak side.
Okay, where on the weak side?
In the corner. No, actually, no. Probably elbow.
Where's PG?
Other corner. And you probably want Norm in one of the corners. And you probably want Kawhi up. Like,
so where's Zubac?
Not, I mean, not dunker spot. Not elbow. You probably want him more wing. You probably want wing. You probably want PG and Kawhi on the wings. Or no. You probably want Kawhi on one of the wings, Norm in the corner, PG in the other corner, and Zubac in the dunker spot. If you're going to even have a big out there.
You're not going to be able to defend that. And all
you mean you're not going to defend
I'm sorry,
that?
I'm sorry. You're not going to be able to run that offense effectively and generate enough points.
I disagree with that.
That's why they didn't score 100.
That's not why they didn't score 100.
You're lying.
Nah, that's not why they didn't score 100 points. Number one, they were missing a lot of shots. Even Norman Powell is missing a lot of shots that he makes.
So did the Mavericks in game one.
Again, I don't think the Mavericks going to shoot 30. What they shoot, whatever they shot in game one every night. I don't think the Clippers going to shoot like that every night. That was my point. I think the Clippers have a better chance of guarding the Mavericks the way that they guarded them last night as opposed to the Mavericks guarding the Clippers the way that they guarded them last night. Like yes, they missed shots, but you have to give the Mavericks defense credit.
And are the fans saying I'm tweaking, Joe?
Nah, nobody said that yet. Nah.
You have to give the Mavericks defense credit, like they played again. Kyrie was defending. Luka was even taking the challenge when, like, they were trying to post Kawhi on Luka, even though Luka's like 6'8 and 240. It's like posting him doesn't exactly do the same thing, especially if you're going to start the offense from where Kawhi was starting it from. Like, then you, whatever. But they were all taking the challenge defensively. And it, again, didn't help that they were missing the shots that they were missing. But I think they can probably shoot better than what they shot. I also think they are probably, and again, I think that down the stretch they just made, like I said, the one thing I've been saying all year about the Clippers is when they get into these situations and they get in tough games, a lot of times they just stop running offense. They just give PG the ball or Kawhi the ball and say, all right, dribble. Or just give Kawhi the ball at them at those little post-up elbow spots and be like, dribble. Harden diss a fucking peers. You don't even know he's on the court. PG will dribble. PG will pull out every goddamn move. It was like me, bro, shout out my homie Wise. PG was on, I think, Maxi Kleber, I think, and did 96 dribbles. Like, bro, just do two and go by him.
Shout out to the homie Big
Wise. I swear to God, you faster than him.
Like at the ringer.
Yeah, shout out, bro.
One of the go-to media.
Like, at, like.
Black man, shout out to you, Big Wise. Like, bro, keep going.
At times, they just make the game harder than what they have to make it for themselves, and it looks like they aren't running any actual offense, and it looks like they're just like, well, we have talented ISO scorers, so we can just go do that. And it's mostly in the moments when they get behind and it's a close game. It's like they stop trusting their offense and the shit that they've been running throughout the rest of the game.
Joe, what's your thoughts on the Clippers?
Also, real quick.
I'm sorry I didn't set your camera up. The Pavi never gave me the cord for the iPad. His leg fucked up.
I forgot to give it to you. Damn, my bad.
No, did he?
I mean, my thoughts on the Clippers. I think they should be able to win this series. I just don't trust. You say the Clippers dribble a lot. I think Luka Doncic is the king of dribble.
Turn your mic up a little bit.
Luka Doncic is the king of dribble a lot, and I don't think you can beat a team like the Clippers as well run as they are and deep as they are with that strategy. I think if Luka can learn how to play off ball a little bit, maybe as his career continues and he gets older, he matures. Maybe, possibly, but I don't think he's ready to beat a team like the Clippers just yet, despite the fact that they did make the upgrades they made. But I think they proved that in game one. I think game two was given to them because Kawhi was obviously like, it looked like he was like 60, 50% out there. But I think they gifted him game two because of that. But otherwise, the Clippers are the better team. And Luka Doncic, I don't think he's ready to lead a team over a team like the Clippers just yet until he learns how to play off ball a little more and get other guys involved.
Y'all going to wait. Wait till game four when Luka asked Kawhi if he ever made a bitty hit or knees.
We got another donation.
Let's go. Who donated?
Gustavo Gutierrez.
Gutierrez. Low-key. He low-key is a nominee. Turn the camera to me so that way that I can get this.
I sent you what happened to did you get the?
Gustavo Gutierrez. You are a nominee. Hold on. Wait a minute. What happened? Oh, okay, that's cool. That mean the battery died. That's cool. Go ahead.
But yeah,
it's another one in the wall, by the way. But go ahead.
Gustavo, he said off topic, but did y'all see the Bears' new stadium?
Bro, that shit looks incredible.
I didn't see it.
That shit looks incredible.
I saw the visual. No, bro, I didn't see none of the video.
That shit, G.
Go ahead, talk about it. I'll be right back.
That shit. First and foremost, shout out to the city of Chicago. I think the city of Chicago, I've been on record saying this. I think we, for a major city, we have the absolute worst professional sports venues on planet Earth. The United Center sucks. It's like the worst thing I've been to in the NBA, or top three worst. Soldier Field is awful. Historic, but awful. Comiskey ain't fire either. Wrigley Field is only good because it's legendary. So for a city that is the way that we are, we have very second-class stadiums. And I think our teams are treated at times like second-class teams. But that stadium looks fucking beautiful. That stadium is like, Chicago could get a Super Bowl off that stadium. And even seem like the plans that they have around it, where it seems like they're trying to turn basically like Lakeshore Drive into like a, because I mean, you know, I mean, if y'all ever been down that way in, you know, Chicago, like, you know, you got like the stadium, you got the museums, but it ain't really nothing else there besides the stadiums and like the museums. I feel like there's so much room for attractions and other things that you could, you know, put there that they haven't put there. So yeah, I think that it'll be great. Yo, hey, close the screen. I think that it'll be great. And yeah, man, the stadium, the graphics that they had, that they put up, looked incredible.
That's what's up. I'm not too familiar with the stadium. I'm not too familiar with the stadium myself, but I do plan on I do plan on watching a lot of Bears football next.
No, like even I know because Caleb. No, but like even but like even like no like even like even the way it's like they have it where front one it's a dome, which I think we losing recipes, but I get it. Because again, I think if you make that stadium a dome, you could get a Super Bowl. Like if that stadium is, let's say it's finished in, I don't know, 2032. I think if you build a dome and it's finished in 2032, you can have a Super Bowl by 2034. I think that would do so much for the economy of the city, and just so much for the city and the representation of Chicago just in general. But yeah, that stadium looks incredible. Like that shit looks incredible. State of the art, first class. Also, like again, where the Bears play, you know, around like most stadiums, you know, you have like bars and attractions around them and things like that. There's nothing around where the Bears play. There's just museums. Like you can't like go to a bar or go to a restaurant and then walk to the Bears game. It seems also with the model that they presented, like I said, they're gonna put other attractions around there besides just the stadium. Cause where it is now is like I said, stadium, museums, and it's just isolated. And I feel like there's so much potential for that strip of Lakeshore to have, you know, just so much on to it. So shout out the Bears, kudos to them. If that's what's gonna get done, I hope it gets done.
It's gonna be in a whole different area.
No, it's gonna be right in the whole area where the old one is.
Oh, okay.
Because at first they were talking about putting it in Arlington Heights, which I wouldn't have been mad at. But I think that having the Bears stadium on the lakefront, I think it's classic. I think it just screams Chicago. So yeah, shout out the Bears. And I think that it would just change the perception of like the organization, man. Like they are a charter franchise. They are, when it comes to NFL lore, they are one of the most, they are outside of the Cowboys, they're arguably the most important team to the NFL.
Relax.
Gee, they started the league.
No, they are.
George Halas started the league.
It's Cowboys, Bears, relax. Packers.
George Halas started the league. You know that, right?
No, but do you know that, Joe? No. Stop and answer the fuck. No.
Yes.
Stop and answer the question.
Do you know that?
Did you know that George Halas started
the NFL?
Okay, that's cool.
Fuck you mean that's cool? That's like saying that Knicks. No. Wait.
All right.
No, wait. This goes back to my argument with the fucking Knicks when I say that Knicks are a historic franchise. They started the fucking NBA.
Yeah, duh. The Knicks are, but
that's why I put the Knicks over the damn Bulls. They started the NBA and got the most Hall of Famers. The Bears have the most Hall of Famers. Did you know that?
The Knicks got the most Hall of Famers? Yeah. How?
They've been around. I think they got the most Hall of Famers. The Knicks or the Celtics. One of the two.
That's crazy.
But they've been around insanity. Since fucking 47.
It's insanity.
The Knicks.
They literally started the league, though?
Yeah, they helped start the league.
It was the Knicks, the Celtics, and who?
Knicks,
the
it was 76ers? Like Knicks, Celtics.
The Sixers.
Knicks, Celtics. I know, like, well, no, the Knicks had a team even beforehand, before the NBA. It was the Knicks. It was like in the whatever
that
league
was
beforehand.
Brooklyn, though, wasn't it?
No.
No?
No. It was okay. New York Knickerbockers. And they took the name again and started with the NBA. But yes, they helped start the league. I think they have if I'm not mistaken, they have the most NFL championships. I think they have the most NFL, like Super Bowl era, obviously not, but the NFL's been going on since I think 1920.
The Bears?
Yeah. They have the most NFL championships.
Of all time?
NFL. Remember there's NFL and AFL merged and we got Super Bowl. But I think they have the most NFL championships ever. I think they have like 8 or 9 NFL championships.
Yeah, that was before Dr. King died. That don't count.
It counts.
It counts for the old
history
shit.
Don't start when you recognize it.
To you.
It counts.
To you.
That's also why they had the most Hall of Famers. They have, if you want to talk about players that they've had, they have one of the most important quarterbacks to ever play.
It says the Green Bay Packers, New York Giants, and the Kansas City Chiefs are tied for third. The Cowboys, Niners.
Are you looking at Super Bowls? Second.
And then first is the Patriots.
Are you looking at Super Bowls?
You said NFL.
Yeah, but you looking that's
in the
Super Bowl
era.
I'm talking about
Super Bowl era is only what?
It's like 50 years old now. Yeah, I think the first one was like.
Yeah, football started. No, Joe. Football started in 47, 46.
No, way before that.
Not started. I mean the NFL. Didn't,
no,
I
thought, started I, like 1920 something.
Oh, started in the 20s? Okay.
Yeah, the 20s.
Started in
the 20s.
Oh, okay.
No, and you know what the old Bears stadium was?
Where?
67th and Racine.
That's funny.
Like, if you go over there, it's like goes to 60. It's like it's either 60. It was called like Chicago Stadium.
That would
be
a fireplace for the stadium, though. But they would have to gentrify the whole area.
They would not be a fireplace for the stadium. We do
it
not.
It would
know.
Be a fireplace, but for
no,
the stadium,
but no,
because the Museum of Science and Industry not that far away.
But
still got the Lakeshore thing.
But if you
could put a bunch of casinos over there in that area,
see, you had to
by Lakeshore.
Where you gonna put them people at though, bro?
Hmm.
Where you gonna put them people at though? Bro?
What you mean? Near UIC, we gonna build that whole area.
And that's not by UIC. I said Racine.
Yeah, but we finna take that whole 3-4 miles.
See, where you gonna put them people at, G? You know how many people live in that area?
Do you think they care?
Come on, bro.
Look at Inglewood and look at Inglewood, bro. They do not care, bro.
Come on,
they
bro.
They took like 4 miles of Inglewood and said, "We'll see y'all later."
I feel like it was nothing over in the
area. Am I lying, Joe?
I feel like it was nothing.
Ain't it like 4-5 miles of Inglewood that's gone? It used to just be the Forum, right?
Used to be the Forum there.
And now it's like what 5 miles of shit.
But Joe, question though, what was over there before?
It was
houses.
No, they didn't take down the house.
Yeah.
They didn't take down the house. What was it?
It was just like, it was nuts. It was empty.
Yeah, it was empty. That shit is like, bro, you got like 100,000. Where you gonna put them motherfuckers at? But. No, so like, yeah, like that, yeah, the Bears are a charter franchise. But my point was, my whole point was the Bears.
Bears talk.
My point was the Bears are a charter franchise that doesn't treat themselves like a charter franchise. And I think, you know, obviously drafting Caleb, hopefully, you know, he can come there and be good. Drafting Caleb, getting
a new
stadium.
I can't wait for Caleb to show up to the press conference and address G. That's going to the world going to implode.
Drafting.
It's going to happen.
Drafting.
Dress of pink
drafting
nails,
Caleb.
Caleb, the GOAT.
Drafting
Lou Rodman,
drafting Caleb, getting a whole new stadium, getting actual attractions around the stadium. Because as I was saying, if you go to a Bears game, there's nothing around the stadium. That's also the issue with a lot of like Chicago sports teams outside of Wrigley. Like there's no attractions around. Like you go,
I'm gonna be honest, I haven't been to Chicago in 3 years, and I'm
motherfucker. You remember, bro?
I haven't been near Wrigley Field since like 2017.
But you know, in Wrigley Field, is bars everywhere, bro. No, that's the point.
I saw on the internet that video they had on for opening day. That shit looked way different.
It looks way different.
Last time I was in Wrigley Field was.
But bro, it was still mad bars, and we not gonna do this, bro.
Last time I was dead ass in Wrigley,
and it was always bars there.
Yeah,
it was always a line of bars.
Different. They just that shit is updated like a whole the bar. Different.
All
shit
they
now.
Did was just update the bars and build new. There's always been. Like,
all they did was change the whole shit.
They didn't change the whole shit. They just built like a small Cheval outside the stadium.
It's
and they
a
did
whole
some other
ass
stuff.
Walking area. All that shit was like streets and shit. That
it's
shit is
still
different.
Streets.
It's still,
but
right.
my
I'm
point,
going now. I want to go back there. So my just point so I can being, say Pappy was wrong.
My point being is that there aren't a lot of attractions around the stadiums like that you have in Chicago. So if you build that, I think that if you build that stadium in that way, you can have a Super Bowl in like 2034, which I think would do a lot for the city and for the economy. And again, I just think that would be the Bears treating themselves like the charter franchise that they actually are. But I digress. Speaking of charter franchises, the Los Angeles fucking Lakers. Joe, do you want... I mean, I know you probably talked about it already, so you probably want to hear my opinion more than you want to hear yours. But,
Yeah, what's up?
They're never going to beat them. They're never going to beat them.
Never?
They're never going to beat them.
Never.
They're probably going to get swept again this year. They're probably going to get swept again this year. If you can't win that game... And again, every playoff game is a different game, for sure. But if you can't win that game, you're up 20. I don't think the Nuggets played their best basketball. Jamal Murray was horrible most of the game. Jokic was in there out there by himself. Anthony Davis was on one until he wasn't
on one.
Don't
act like Michael Porter when he hit some of the crazy threes we've never seen.
Yes, the one three that he hit was outrageous. But Anthony Davis was out there doing his thing. D'Lo was doing his thing. If you can't win that game, how can you win? They're not going to, like, it's fucked up a LeBron team is getting done to them what LeBron teams used to do to other people. That was the Raptors.
I get you. What you're saying is, like, completely fair, but a couple things changed, and they can win that. Like, they haven't really got none from Reed. They haven't got none from Rui this series. Rui is smoking bunnies consistently game after game. They've got a total of 17 bench points from one player in Taurean Prince this entire series.
I don't think you've got
you
that
much. Do something to just bring Reeves off the bench. Do something.
But I don't think you've got that much from Murray. Murray hasn't been incredible.
You got one of the greatest shots in first-round history from Murray.
That's not one of the greatest shots in first-round history. But
yes, it is.
In the history of the first round?
In the history of the first round, yes,
one of the greatest shots?
Yes.
Where are we stopping greatest?
You can do the last 40, 50, 40 years in the first round specifically, just the first round?
I don't know if I can agree. Like, I don't know if I can agree with that, but I don't know.
Come on, 99-99.
I don't know.
Over the 6'10", I don't know if I agree.
It was a great shot and a great moment, but I don't know if I can fully agree with that. He hasn't put together a full game yet, right? I just think that this team literally just has their number. They can't beat them. They just can't do it.
That's what it looks like, man. But I mean,
they just can't beat them.
This is Game 7 right here. This Thursday. That's everything marbles on the floor. Everything all
they're good. And again, every game goes the exact same way. They play hard. It's close down the end, and they just happen to lose.
I just don't get why they respond in the fourth quarter like they're the youngest team in the league. Like they're the fucking 2022 Timberwolves or some shit.
What do you mean?
Like what they do in the fourth quarter, the offense just goes to hell. Like how do you, Anthony Davis, how do you have what? He had how many in the second half? Did he have anything in the second? 4 points? I think he had 28 at halftime. He finished with 32.
Okay, see the 80 thing was a couple of times, yes, I think they went away from what was working.
A couple of times?
But also at the same time, AD was getting the ball and passing the fuck out that shit. A lot of times too. It was a lot of shots that he could have shot. And they wasn't threes either. They was good, solid mid-range shots that he decided to dribble handoff out of or do something else.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He has to be more aggressive throughout the entire game. Like, he was literally going right at Jokic, like, through Jokic's chest and just doing his thing.
Now, granted, a lot of it was off pick and roll.
No, a lot of it was off catches from the mid-post, two-moves, bucket.
Some of it was, for sure. And then the other part of it was off pick and roll, with whether it be between him and Bron, him and Reeves, whatever. So, Again, I don't, and yes, I don't know why they went away from what was working. I would have to maybe go back and watch full film. Maybe they switched something, did something different, but I don't know why they fully went away.
They switched Aaron Gordon on the AD, and they put Jokic on Rui, and that.
It was good switch.
Yeah, when that pretty
good
much.
Good adjustment.
I don't know why that made AD less aggressive, but ever since when that happened, at 10 minutes left in the third quarter is when the whole game changed.
Good adjustment.
It's weird. I don't know if they go back to it to start the next game, but yeah. And they also put KCP on Bron, and the fact that KCP was able to do his thing on Bron, I think that helped him out a lot. And Porter was just consistently hitting shot after shot, and then Murray down to probably one of the most clutch performers in the league. He did his thing, but yeah, it's tough. And the Lakers they have to stop panicking like that. The fact LeBron James hit some amazing shots. If he doesn't hit those shots, I mean it's they just about
hit the button for yourself.
He did hit some amazing shots. Before that last shit, he did hit some amazing shots.
He's the reason they lost the game.
He's not the reason
they lost. I said it on the last pod. No, he's not.
He's not the reason they lost
the game. The reason they lost the game, in the second half, he said, let me further my legacy rather than let me win the game. And the offense stopped moving. As AD said, sometimes I don't know what the fuck is going on. That wasn't a shot at Darvin Ham, like everybody think it was. It was a shot at LeBron. What the fuck are you doing? Like I said on the last pod, Jamal Crawford literally said during the broadcast, LeBron is running point guard right now. And like I asked Cam Buford, if LeBron is running point guard, what does that mean?
He's everybody else standing around.
He set up the offense.
Meaning what? He's calling the plays.
He set up the offense.
So why is it your big man has – he had 32 or 35? Which one? 32.
No, AD, he finished with 32.
He had 32 – no, wait a minute. He had 32 points. He had one – I believe it was one shot attempt in the fourth quarter. He made no baskets. He had 32 points on 14 of 19 shooting and 7 of 7 shooting from the free throw line, and he had double-digit rebounds. Why the fuck – didn't he get the ball in the fourth quarter?
He got the ball. He got the ball. I disagree with that. He got the ball. He got the ball. He got the ball. He didn't shoot the ball sometimes. He got the ball. He got the ball. He got the ball. He got the ball. What happened? He got the ball.
How did he get the ball and he fucking had 32 and finished the game with
32? What you asking me for? The man didn't shoot the ball. He got the – Joe, am I wrong?
Full of shit.
He got possession.
You're full of
not
shit.
Enough. He got possession.
He didn't get the fucking ball.
He got the ball.
Where did he get the fucking ball?
A lot of times. And he passed him and he passed away.
In the fourth quarter?
Yes, he got the ball. And he passed out
he
of
got
it.
The ball the same man he got in the first half?
No, but at the... No, but hold on. No, wait. But hold on. But no. But that more so goes back to big men in general because most big men need to be... Hold on. Because most big men need to be set up outside of people like Jokic. He got the ball. He didn't do anything when he got the ball.
You got to set Joel Embiid up.
Yes. The fuck you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You have to set Joel Embiid up. Or else he going to sit up there and shoot jump shots all day and miss shots.
You don't got to set Joel Embiid up, brother.
Yes, you do.
You're right.
You have to set Joel Embiid up.
You don't have to set. No.
You have to set. You have to set Joel Embiid up. You want to know why? Listen. You have to set Joel Embiid up.
Your worst take ever.
No. If you
turn the camera and get this bullshit.
If you don't set him up, what you're going to see is, if you want to go back to the Atlanta series a couple years ago, when he was trying to fucking ISO at the end of games and missing every fucking thing because he's shooting
jump shots. You don't have to set Clint. You have to set Clint Capella.
You got
to
set Joel Embiid up, bro. Now, granted, there are, you don't have to spoon feed him. You don't have to spoon feed him like he's a child, but you have to set Joel Embiid up. One of the only, probably the only
set him up meaning what? He run to the block, you throwing the ball?
Yeah.
Hit the fucking button.
Or
hit the fucking button. Hit it again. Keep hitting this shit.
No, hold on, wait. You have to
hit that button too.
No, listen, you have to.
Fuck out of here.
No, listen, you have to.
You on that shit.
You have to put him in the correct positions, the proper positions to be successful. Whereas, hold on, somebody like Nikola Jokic can call his own number. He doesn't have to be put in any positions to be successful. He's putting people in positions to be successful, which is the huge difference.
Embiid can't call his own number?
Huh?
Embiid can't call his own number?
Embiid can't run down the court and say, punch 34?
He has to go down the court and say, punch 34. And then look, give the ball up to somebody else. Be directed to go there and get the ball to a spot. Jokic doesn't have to give the ball to somebody else and go get to a spot. He can come down, court mapping, as they were saying, court map everything and tell other people where to go. Embiid can't do that. If you let him do that, he's going
and
to shoot
a bucket. And for all y'all that don't know, turn on NBA 2K, play with any Charles Barkley team. It's called a Punch 34. It's probably called Punch whatever now. But Punch 34
it would be a three,
was
it would be a
literally
punch 35.
The play where Charles Barkley run to the post. Everybody get the fuck out the way. We throw him the ball. He scores. Get the fuck out of here.
He has to be
get
set up.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out
he
of here.
He got to be like, gee, Embiid has to be. AD right, also has to be set up. Right, you can't bro. Just give AD the ball.
And so by your own measure, you lost your own fucking
I didn't
argument.
Lose my argument.
If he got to be set up, who set him up then?
I didn't lose my argument.
So LeBron set him up. He just said, I don't want the ball.
He got the ball and passed it away a couple times. Also.
Got 32 through three quarters.
Why you asking me? I'm not the man who stopped being aggressive. He was getting the ball. He was getting the ball. He wasn't shooting and taking some of the opportunities that he was getting before. And also, granted, LeBron was scoring points.
You be saying the crazy shit.
He was scoring points. Didn't he hit like fucking three threes in a row, if I'm not mistaken?
He hit two in a row.
Like, he was scoring points.
Then you got an and one.
He was scoring points. He was balling. That's actually the time when he's supposed to take over.
What have I told you since we started this podcast about LeBron?
I don't know. What? Tell me again.
Joel, you know what it is. What have I said about him? LeBron don't what?
Make nobody better. But
exactly. LeBron don't make nobody fucking better. LeBron ain't made nobody better his whole career.
That's cap.
The only person LeBron makes better is LeBron. The only person LeBron is looking out for is LeBron. Because if you got Anthony Davis on your team, LeBron finished the game, I believe, 9 of 19. Anthony Davis finished the game 14 of 19. 7 of 7 from the free throw line. I remember these stats off the top of. Shut up and let me finish. My point is, the man got 32 fucking points through fucking three quarters. You're beating his shit out of the fucking Nuggets. This man that's off camera is texting me every fucking 5 minutes. And then in the fourth quarter, you don't pass the ball to your second team. First team defense, all NBA big man. And you telling me it's his fault?
I didn't say it was his
fault.
When
you running point?
I didn't say it was his fault.
He played good. He hit a bunch of bullshit shots. You lost the fucking game.
None of them.
Because you went away from the fucking game plan. Blame LeBron.
No,
get
but
the
also,
fuck out of here with also, any of this shit that's trying to blame AD. Blame LeBron. Stop arguing and taking accountability away from LeBron. If he gonna be the fucking GOAT, treat him like that.
Blame has to go on everyone because you lost a 20-point lead, which is unacceptable.
Everyone my ass.
The blame
it on LeBron.
Because you lost
if he the GOAT,
because you
blame
lost,
it on him. If Michael Jordan, ball-head ass, was playing right now, and he did the same shit, they'd be on the internet calling him a ball-head motherfucker and saying, you old as hell, you on your 23rd Jordan, retire. Fuck out of here.
As I was saying.
Am I wrong, Joe? If Jordan was old as hell right now on the internet, and he did that shit, and they lost that fucking game. They won't be saying, Mike, you old as hell. You on the fucking 22nd retro Jordan. Retire, nigga.
You can't play that game with Bron because they also mention that when you do play well, they blame the fact that his age. They say, oh, my God, you going to mention his age when he play good. You got to mention his age when he play bad. That's all I'm saying.
When he play good, I give him credit. When he scored them 19 points versus the Clippers, it was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. So don't fucking tell me when he underperforms or he don't fucking get a ball to his big man when his big man got 32 fucking points on 14 of motherfucking 19 shooting and you sit up and telling me that shit. That's fucking bullshit.
He gave him the ball and also
it's bullshit.
I've also said
LeBron, it's your fault and I don't want to hear that shit. I wish he would just retire.
What about Ham? You know, no Darvin Ham blame?
I mean, I don't know what y'all be wanting Darvin Ham to do.
What the fuck you want him to do?
I don't know what y'all be wanting Darvin Ham to do, though.
You want him to drop something? Or I mean, if you're sitting up there watching a team do the same
Have you not seen all the video where LeBron ignore everything he fucking drawing up and go and run what the fuck he want to run?
It don't just be LeBron.
All of them do it. So I don't want to hear that shit. They don't give a fuck about what Darvin Ham got to say. LeBron is running this team. So you want to be Bill motherfucking Russell and be the coach and a motherfucking player? Be a better fucking coach, LeBron. Get a fucking big man the ball. Fuck out of here. I'm so sick and fucking tired of us coddling LeBron like he's a fucking infant. Fuck out of here. If you're going to be the GOAT, be the fucking GOAT. Don't be a halfway GOAT. That's why you're not my GOAT.
He was getting the ball. Now, if you want to say he should have got the ball more, that's fair. But also, as Joe said, the defense switched up. They started doing things differently. And when he was getting the ball, he stopped being as aggressive as he was being earlier. Also, AD is another person who has to be set up. AD can't really get to his own offense like that consistently. He has to be set up.
That is my entire fucking point.
So when you give him the ball, there was plays he got the ball at the elbow. And whereas early in the game...
Why are you giving him the ball at the elbow?
Because he can shoot. He can't shoot a midi. He was shooting the fuck out them shits early in the game, was he not? Shoot the goddamn ball. And again, they switched up, and again...
He wasn't at the rim at the big in the beginning of the game?
It was both. He was at the rim, and also he was hitting jump shots. He was doing both.
He wasn't doing better at the rim?
He was hitting everything, to be fair. He was hitting everything. He was hitting everything, to be
so
fair.
So you just give him the ball in the elbow? You don't think, hey, big man.
They was giving him the ball everywhere.
Until the fourth quarter.
And also, the post-ups. And
they did that in the fourth quarter?
Yeah. And also, the post-ups are jump shots. He was hitting fucking turnaround fadeaway. It wasn't like he was just all layups, bro. It was not all layups.
It wasn't all layups, but it was a mixed bag of tricks.
Gee.
When you
shots you talking about in the post was coming from like 15 feet.
No.
They weren't close to the fucking rim.
No. What do you mean?
They weren't close to the rim.
I'm not saying every
shot. It was
shot.
A whole bunch of floaters in there. It was a lot in there. He was getting the ball in some of them same spots.
Heavy.
He just wasn't shooting no more.
Who hitting floaters from the elbow?
The free throw line's the elbow.
Who's?
It's literally the same shit.
Who is hitting floaters?
He was hitting it from the free throw line. The elbow is fucking four steps over. It's the same shit.
AD hitting floaters from the free throw line.
Yeah, he was.
All right, bro.
He went hitting floaters from the free
throw. He was hitting everything.
He was hitting everything.
No, he was hitting everything. Yes, he was.
And he was shooting floaters from the free throw line.
But my point is he wasn't just shooting floaters from the fucking free throw line.
I did not say that. I said the man was getting, it was a layup.
So give him the fucking ball.
He was getting the ball. He wasn't being
not
as aggressive.
Not in the fucking fourth quarter.
He was getting the ball. He wasn't being as aggressive as he fucking once
That's
was.
Bullshit.
Also, as Joe alluded to, they took Jokic off of him, which is a huge reason why he was getting that, because Jokic doesn't have the foot speed to stick with him. You put Aaron Gordon on him, it's a whole different thing. When it's an Aaron Gordon, KCP pick and roll. Then also, Bron had the hot hand. Then also, D'Lo had the ball. Reeves had the ball.
That is factually incorrect.
How is that factually incorrect?
LeBron shot 9 of 19
what are you shooting
for
the
game.
What are you shooting the fourth?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, the fuck it does. We're talking
no,
about the fourth quarter.
No, it does
quarter.
Not matter.
They lost the lead in third and fourth quarter.
It doesn't matter.
To God,
he took his most shots in the fourth quarter.
And he probably made 80% of them.
It doesn't matter.
Except for the fucking
they lost.
Minutes. I agree with you.
You love more fucking victories.
No,
I want to see them motherfuckers win.
I don't love more victories.
You do fucking love
no,
more victories.
I'm not
you talking to me about
no.
He
no.
shot the ball in the
no.
fourth quarter.
No.
No. He shot the fucking ball.
I don't love more
Who
victories.
Who gives a fuck they
no.
lost?
My point.
Get a ball to the guy.
My point is
14
this.
To fucking 15,
my
19.
Point is
I'm
this.
Sorry.
My point is this. They lost the game. Everybody needs blame. You should not lose a 20-point lead at all.
Man.
You shouldn't. No, no. My point. No, my point is you shouldn't lose a 20-point lead. Everybody has to share blame, and they can't beat this basketball
blame
team.
Blame this motherfucker.
And they can't beat this basketball team. And they just physically can't beat this basketball team.
They finna
team.
Get swept, and they deserve it. I
They're
wish
probably
LeBron
get swept.
Will retire and go start the franchise in Vegas.
They're probably going to get swept,
y'all
yes.
LeBron fourth quarter stats?
Shoot.
Go ahead.
He was. All right, so I'm going to read the whole thing. 10 minutes, 12 points, 3 rebounds, 5 for 9, 55%, a minus 8.
Weak as fuck.
2 for 3 from 3, 1 free throw attempt, 0 free throw makes.
What was the AD's stats?
Hold on, wait a minute.
AD fourth quarter stats?
Hold on 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. I rest my case, Your Honor. Fuck out of here.
I mean, he got to be a minus 8. They lost the game. Everybody minus.
Have you not been listening to me for
Everybody's
15 minutes?
Minus. Everybody's a minus. They lost the game.
Have you not been listening to me for 15 minutes?
We don't disagree.
AD might not have been a minus because AD
he was a minus.
AD plus minus for the game was even.
He got to be a minus.
But come on, man. Blame LeBron. I'm so sick of everybody blaming everybody else but LeBron.
Everybody got to get blamed.
If you don't have the
lead.
Ball in your hands all the time and call the plays and run the plays, then you got to take the blame.
Everybody,
I don't want to. I'm so tired.
Everybody
like,
is getting blamed.
Like, for real. Like, LeBron going to be 3 years retired and y'all still going to make, well, remember back when D'Angelo Russell didn't play well in game one? They're going to leave out the whole fact he went crazy
also,
in game two.
Also,
well, LeBron didn't have enough help.
Also, we do. Also, AD was getting his ass whooped on defense, and also we do have to just at some point.
And he was whooping ass on offense.
Did not the whole game. And also, we do have to like give some credit to the Denver Nuggets, bro. Like the Denver Nuggets, especially Nikola Jokic. I've said this before. I think you would be hard pressed to find a player, maybe outside of Hakeem, who has done more with less around him. There's no other.
Stop acting like the Nuggets. Stop.
No, this is a factual statement. There's no other All-Stars. There's no other All-Defensive players.
Team don't got nobody. Jamal Murray's career playoff average is literally like 29 points per game in the playoffs.
That's incredible. He has he been to an All-Star game? Hold on. I don't think it's 29 points.
His career playoff points.
It's 29 points.
Remember he had the bubble run.
It's 29 points.
Look, all right.
29. It might be 22, 24. 29.
Mm-mm. Oh, here you go right here. Mm-mm. Oh, it's 25. But still, who Hakeem got that could replicate anything like that?
I said, outside of Hakeem Olajuwon, I think you would be hard-pressed to find a player who has done more with, quote-unquote, less around him. I'm not saying Jamal Murray is a bad player. Obviously, Jamal Murray can play basketball. He's never been an All-Star. Never been All-NBA. There's no All-Defensive Team players on this team, if I'm not mistaken. There's no All-Stars on this team, if I'm not mistaken. It's just Nikola Jokic. Most people don't win like that. Even when Giannis won, Middleton had been to an All-Star game. Still giving you 20. You had Jrue Holiday, All-Defensive Team player. Brook Lopez, All-Defense, runner-up. None of this exists on this team.
Who did Kawhi have?
You had Marc Gasol, Defensive Player of the Year. You had Kyle Lowry.
He won that 6 years before.
Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck?
That's what we doing?
Okay, okay, wait, okay, wait.
You got DeAndre Jordan in.
Wait. Okay, wait. No. Okay, wait, fine. Okay, fine. Kyle Lowry made the All-Star team that year.
Okay.
Hold on. Kyle Lowry made the All-Star team that year. If I'm not mistaken, I think Marc Gasol might have made All-Defense that year. And I'm pretty sure Danny Green probably made All-Defense that year, too, if I'm not mistaken.
You want to go by awards? Aaron Gordon literally complimented Jokic's game better than damn near anybody in the league.
Listen.
I don't go by awards, listen, but let's talk about what's actually going
on. Listen. I'm not saying these people are bad. I'm just saying when you look at these guys' achievements, outside of Hakeem Olajuwon, the first year, because he had Clyde second year. Outside of Hakeem Olajuwon in 93-94, I don't think you can find a player who has done more with less.
You're going just based off awards, that's fair. But I mean,
look at the resume of these guys before they got with Jokic. Aaron Gordon was I don't want to say a castaway. He wasn't a castaway.
His game just compliments Jokic as well.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying the viewpoint of Aaron Gordon then and the viewpoint of Aaron Gordon now is different. Jamal Murray, I had this take before. I think this team for the era can be comparable to like bronze 09 team.
No, that's no.
You got annihilated in the comments. Hit the button again.
Hit it again. No, but here's why I got annihilated. Because
you do good fucking though. No, fuck out of here. No, that was a trash ass comparison.
It wasn't a trash take. Here is why I got annihilated. Because people love LeBron. That's why I got annihilated.
LeBron. Hit the button again.
Yeah, but I can be honest. But again, what I said was if you look at Mo Williams and Jamal Murray, comparable to their eras. I think Jamal Murray is a better basketball player. I also think we are in a better era of guards now than what we were in 2009. Mo Williams was also an All-Star that year. This is a factual statement. You go back, he was an All-Star that year. But Mo Williams was about an 8-10 guard in the NBA. Jamal Murray is about an 8-10 guard in the NBA. Am I wrong?
8-10?
Yes.
Guard or point guard?
Point guard.
He's higher than 8-10.
Okay, start naming. Is Luka or Kyrie a point guard to you? Who to appoint? Luka or
Luka's
Kyrie?
Luka's the point. Kyrie's the shooting
guard. Fine. Luka Doncic. Steph Curry.
Steph Curry.
Shea. Trae Young.
Trae Young or Jamal.
I'm taking a champion.
I'm taking Jamal, bro. What?
I'm gonna be honest with you.
The person who took a team. Hold on, wait. The person who took a team on their own. You've seen. On their own to an Eastern Conference Finals.
There's a big stretch.
Who the fuck was who?
On his own is a big stretch.
How?
Giannis fucking fell out the sky.
No, I said no to the conference finals.
And he didn't know. Didn't they play the Bucks?
No, they beat the Sixers.
Wouldn't Embiid hurt?
No, he was on the court getting his ass whooped.
Embiid was hurt.
No, he was there.
Embiid was hurt.
Okay, fine. De'Aaron Fox. Embiid
was hurt.
No.
Jamal.
I'm still
taking. Y'all wilding, bro.
No, I'm not.
Y'all
like,
wilding. Y'all,
no,
y'all,
no.
Y'all lying.
Since we started this show. So, no, Dame, turn the camera on me. Turn the camera on me. Dame Since Lillard. We started this show, what am I saying?
Dame Lillard. Tyrese Haliburton.
No.
Jamal.
They haven't done anything.
Jamal is
what the fuck has Jamal done on his own? He played with a goddamn three-time MVP. Fuck y'all. Goddamn. What the fuck? Oh, shit.
Your old ass, bro. Get your old ass the fuck out of here. Broke leg, mountain ass out of here.
He be trained by his damn self.
Broke leg, mountain ass out of here. No Diddy leg having ass out of here.
The nigga averaged 40 points per game for one whole series.
Lil Mike leg having ass out of here. Lil Peg leg having ass out of here. Bro, who gives a fuck about what he did on his own? Nobody cares about that. Are you a winner or are you a loser? I'm crying. No, we do not. You're a liar.
Why don't we care
Chauncey
about that?
Chauncey Billups is in the Hall of Fame. When was he
Chauncey
ever a
Billups
top five point guard?
You can make that argument. Fuck.
You can make that argument about Jamal
no,
Murray.
No, you fuck, you can't, bro.
You're a liar. He's a winner and a champion.
Nobody's
He's showing
making
up big in the playoffs when it
nobody
matters.
Nobody is making a fucking
You value
nobody's
stats.
Making a fucking
I value
for Jamal
winning.
Murray.
Yo, hurt ass out of here.
Jalen Brunson.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
So we at seven, nigga.
No, we not.
Seven.
We didn't agree with like eight
seven.
Of them. No,
say
name your. No, same way you do me. No,
look,
the ones we agree with, we going to count. Okay, one.
Steph.
Two.
Dame.
Three.
Three. Barely,
Jalen
but
Brunson.
Three.
Okay, four.
Four.
Who
no.
Was gonna say?
No and no.
No, I say other people. I just can't fuss my fucking leg.
And if you want and I'm gonna be honest, I know you're gonna say Shea, and I'm gonna say no.
I'll give you
come on,
Shea.
No, come this on, is one. Wait a second.
Come
I
on,
need
my
to see him. No, stop. Take that back.
Nah,
take that
come
back.
On, my G.
Why?
Come on, my G.
He's never won a playoff
come
series.
Come on, my G.
He's
come on, my G.
He's
come on, my G.
Are we talking
come
about?
On, my G.
Are you counting your
come
chickens
on,
before
G.
they hatch?
G, the man is playing with the two-time MVP, bro.
He has
he's
never,
playing with the two-time
ever
MVP.
Fucking won a playoff series.
He's playing with the fucking two-time MVP, bro. You are wilding right now.
Shea? No. Nigga,
you
Shea,
wilding. He's playing with the two-time
that
MVP.
Nigga, that nigga team in NBA history to number one.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Like, what are we doing?
Okay, cool. So,
Shea,
keep going.
We have five.
I don't agree with you on Shea. Shea's got to win a playoff series.
That's just so insane, bro.
As of today, what's today?
That's just so insane,
as,
bro.
As of...
You just arguing, just
as,
arguing.
No, I'm not. As of Wednesday,
arguing,
April 24th, I'm not taking him
Devin
over
Devin Booker's technically the point guard of the Phoenix Suns. They said he was the point guard of the Suns. They said that's what the fucking coach said he was the point guard. That's six.
You want to force D-Book in there.
D literally said he was the point guard. That's six. I'm saying De'Aaron Fox. And I'm saying Trae Young.
De'Aaron Fox, no.
I'm saying De'Aaron Fox, and I'm saying Trae Young.
No and no.
Gee,
what
Trae
playoff
Young?
Series De'Aaron Fox won?
Trae Young, okay, fine. You want to do that with De'Aaron, fine, whatever. Even though De'Aaron Fox ain't playing
Trae
with,
Young a champion?
Trae Young
hooped in the finals and balled out in the
Trae
finals?
Trae Young has been the leader of a basketball
and
team.
He's never fucking touched the NBA finals
he not
and balled in the
Nikola
fucking NBA
fucking
finals.
Jokic, bro.
Gee, if he played with the fucking Nuggets, they'd be worse.
And if Jamal Murray played with the Hawks, they'd be in the lottery.
No, they wouldn't.
They would be early in the lottery.
He would be an all-star.
No, he would not be an all-star.
He'd be an all-star.
He'd be an all-star over Maxey?
He'd be an all-star.
He'd be an all-star over Dame.
Yes, he would. Yes, he would.
And Halliburton?
No, not over.
No, he wouldn't.
No,
he wouldn't.
No, not over Dame. Not over Halliburton. But over Maxey, yes, he would.
And hold on, wait. I'm going Jrue Holiday.
Hit the button for him.
Why are you going to hit the button?
Jrue Holiday over Jamal Murray.
Over Jamal Murray, no.
Put Jrue Holiday on his next team. They do not have none of the success.
That's not true. They would be number one. No.
They need a guy you can get a ball and move the fuck out the way.
No. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. No, look.
Hit that button.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. That's not fair because you had to construct the team differently. Because you
so all this shit not fair. Fuck
no,
out
no,
of here.
No,
hit that button
fair.
Again.
No, it's
conspiracy
very fair.
Theory X Files ass
no,
shit
because,
you got
no,
going
because
on.
Because I'm judging guys off of what they have done on their own teams, as opposed
but
to
we've
I'm,
never seen Murray on his own team.
Exactly. So how the fuck can you say this?
Because what he has done.
With the two-time MVP.
Hit the button.
How many players have performed? Hold on, wait. How many players have performed ever anywhere better than Jokic over the past 3 years?
The opportunity, and Jamal Murray's doing a hell of a
how
job.
How many people have performed?
He's doing a hell of a job of that.
Listen, my point is this.
Turn the camera on
my
yourself.
My point is this.
No, it ain't gonna work.
My point is this. The credit that you giving to him, I'm giving to Jokic, who I think is a all-time, who I think is on the course of being, I think, especially if Nikola Jokic happens to win a ring this year, I think we have to have some serious conversations about where Nikola Jokic ranks in basketball lore.
Look,
that's
cool, but Jokic
don't be none of that shit without Murray.
Look, I'm gonna be honest with you.
And Murray is fucking...
I'm gonna be honest with you. All these guys you saying, none of them never made a bitty hit or knees like Jamal Murray. It's documented.
Pepe, did we not see what happened to the Nuggets without Jamal Murray in 2020 when they flamed out in the first round versus the Warriors?
When they had Jamal Murray, what happened to the Nuggets? They also didn't have Michael Porter, if I'm not mistaken.
That right there alone.
They didn't have Aaron Gordon on that
finals,
team.
First round.
Whoa! Don't do that.
No, Jamal Murray was the boogeyman in the West.
I'm about to read you this starting lineup.
No, that was the year the Warriors won the championship, right?
That was 2021, right?
No, 2022.
2022. I'm about to read you the starting lineup.
When they didn't have Jamal Murray.
I'm about to read you who else they didn't have on that damn basketball team.
They never made a bitty hit or knees.
This was the starting lineup that Jokic walked out there with, if I'm not mistaken. The man Jokic had Nikola Jokic, Monte Morris, who don't start nowhere.
Monte Morris is good minutes, playing good minutes for Minnesota. He's playing good minutes right now. He's playing good minutes.
The Suns would love to have a lot of shit right now. I want to ask you a question. Has Monte Morris started anywhere since that season?
Can you answer the question? Yeah, no, he hasn't started.
My point is, okay, so Monte Morris.
A competent guard who's playing good minutes right now to this day.
Will Barton, who not even in the league no more.
He was a flamethrower.
All right, man. Aaron Gordon was there, fair. And you had Jeff Green. How the fuck am I supposed to win a goddamn series?
Didn't they get swept?
Because of Jokic. Because of Jokic.
No, Jokic's a champion because of Jeff Green. What does Shaq always say? You need what? You need the others.
You don't need Jeff Green.
Obviously, it's
Shaq has said it a million times. You don't win a championship without the others.
Do you think the others matter?
Jeff Green was a pivotal other.
Do you think Shaq thinks that the Lakers winning without him?
Without Shaq?
Yes.
No.
So but, what the fuck are we doing?
But
obviously you need other people on the team. What the fuck are we doing?
Ask Shaq if they win them championships without D. Fish.
I think you could sub somebody in for D. Fish.
Ask Shaq if Jeff Green. Jeff Green was.
I think you can sell somebody
D-Fish
in for D-Fish.
Way more instrumental than Jeff Green. Hit the button for yourself.
Exactly. Way better than Jeff Green, exactly. So don't even mention him. You don't want that. Don't do that.
All right, bro.
You want to say like Devin George or something. I'm going to give you that. Compare him to Jeff Green, but I ain't give you D-Fish.
My point is, like I said, I don't think anybody outside of Hakeem Olajuwon has done more with what's been presented around them outside of Nikola Jokic. Every other team that has won, somebody was all NBA something, somebody was all defensive something, you at least had one more all-star. Nikola Jokic, as he's been on this streak, has never had any of this.
I ain't gonna lie, this hate against Jamal Murray is very unbeaten.
I'm not hating Jamal Murray.
I'm not hating Jamal Murray.
It has to come with context.
No, that's the context. That's the context. What more context do you need?
Just because you don't have awards don't mean they trash you.
I didn't.
Here's
what we're doing. In some way in society, we have reached the point where you either great or trash. I said it ain't like the man playing with garbage. But what I also said was a factual thing. You can't argue with me. It's a fact. when you look at the nobody else on that team has any individual achievements. I'm not saying they suck. Obviously, they got good players on the team. But also, I think we need to give more credence to literally the run Nikola Jokic has been on the past couple of years. If he wins this year,
yeah, with Michael Porter Jr., Jamal
Murray, need to have some all-time conversations surrounding Nikola Jokic.
This is my question, all in point guards.
You ever make a biddy hit her knees?
No.
No. What version of that is that?
Somebody, let somebody put this on a rock.
That's funny as hell. Fuck, that shit hurt, though. God damn.
Old ass motherfucker. All right, what else, what other series do we need to talk about, Div, so we get up?
I mean, you want
to
talk about this Thunder Pelican shit, this debacle that we just saw?
No, it's over. The Pelicans' only chance to win the series was to win Game One. They threw it away. Willie Green coached terribly in the last 4 minutes. I thought he lost them the game. I think Brandon Ingram is a permanent role player, and we need to stop acting like he's a star, an all star, or a top.
He was
player.
An all star.
He was.
It was a slow year.
Key point being, exactly, it was a slow year, and that was why he was an all-star. The Zion was hurt, because if Zion was healthy, he wouldn't have been a motherfucking all-star. But, yeah, it's a wrap on them. They're going to get swept. They're going to get swept. Oh, and if not
this
swept, they're going
to
lose in five.
Okay, team disciplined enough to go in there and knock them.
I'll tell you why I believe.
Like that? That's bold.
It's not bold, and I'll tell you why it's not bold. Because Mark Daigneault, even though they were up by 26, left his starters in the game until 3 minutes left in the game, even though the Pelicans took their starters out at the six-minute mark. So he left his starters in for three more minutes so that way they can continue to whoop their motherfucking ass so they couldn't get no hope and think at all in their motherfucking soul that you could ever come back and fuck with us. And they're going to go into New Orleans, and they're going to beat their ass.
Is Zion playing at all the series?
He's not going to play.
Fuck.
He's like you, he doubtful.
Bro.
Zion the king of, you ever make a bitty hit her knees.
It's official?
I'm out, bro. That shit.
That's Zion.
Hurt,
that,
bro.
Zion the king of, I'm out. That shit hurt, bro.
Fuck.
By the way, seeing Mariah Mills post that she was happy when Zion got hurt, that shit, I'm not going to lie, that made me smile a little bit.
Fuck.
She's evil, but that shit Jesus. Made me smile. Yeah, I laughed like a motherfucker.
God damn.
She said, when he don't want to pay, when he got hurt, she started laughing. Yeah, I was crying laughing in the crib. Bro.
Oh, are he going to do it again? Or was it just cute?
Them, bro. It was definitely just cute.
The Heat are not going to do it again, but they're going to take this six games. And Jimmy might come back for game six. But
he's not. They say he out a couple weeks at least. They say he won't be there for this series. Jimmy got the same shit I got. G, I ain't know what he playing, bro. Got credit.
Look, no disrespect to you. But you're weak and you're not a professional athlete and you haven't been your whole fucking life. All right. These
Jimmy
motherfuckers get meniscus surgery and come back in 5 weeks, G. I had hernia surgery. I was down for 4 months, G. I had my hernia surgery 4 years ago. I still don't feel right. These motherfuckers get hurt and be back playing. These motherfuckers get hurt and be in the club later that night. Do you have outpatient surgery? Why you in Delilah, bro? Go home.
Oh shit.
I'm sorry, but no, get out of here, bro.
He's not coming back, bro. He got
Watch when Jimmy limp his ass out there when Jimmy limp his motherfucking ass out there and hit a couple shots and they lose it. All I will say is this, that the Celtics better not play any games. Because one thing I will say is Eric Spoelstra, he's not the greatest coach to ever play basketball. But he is one of the greatest and probably top five basketball coaches in terms of X and O's in the NBA of all time because he's able to create so many mismatches. To me, you want to know the biggest adjustment I thought it was, you know, in game two for the Heat versus game one?
What's up?
In game two when the Heat came out, the first, I think, 4 or 5 possessions – were all run through Bam Adebayo, whether it was a post-up or it was a play run through Bam Adebayo. In the first game, the Celtics came out. They jumped on them. They scored 14 in a row, I believe, on the Heat. And the pace of the game was so fast to the point where even though the Heat made a comeback and got the game to within 12 within the fourth quarter, by then the amount that they were down was too much. So to me, the biggest adjustment Eric Spoelstra made this game was, let's slow the pace down. Like, give Bam the ball. We're going to run it through the post this game rather than running it through the perimeter, because the long threes and the misses create opportunities in transition for the Celtics, as well as the ability for them to get to the rim and for their three-point shooters to get, you know, on the perimeter. Charles Barkley said himself, don't leave Peyton Pritchard alone. Don't leave any of the Celtics role players guys alone on the, you know, from beyond the three-point line, because they can hit those shots. And I think in game two, Eric Spoelstra made a huge adjustment of giving the ball to Bam Adebayo and saying, we're going to play through the post through you, and we're going to slow the pace of the game down. And because even if you look at game one, they played great defense. They just had no rhythm on offense, and you miss 3-4 shots. The Celtics hit 2-3 threes, get a couple baskets. That's 15 points.
Yeah.
And now you out of it. This game, you methodical, you slow, you run the ball through the post. You allow Hero to be able to create and get opportunities in a pick and roll. And now you're looking at a different basketball game than what you saw in game one, which was literally all missed shots, transition, three-pointers, and layups.
They also hit an abnormal amount of threes in this game today. I think they hit set a Heat franchise record for most threes made.
But even with that being said, right, the Celtics thrive on a three ball. So you either are going to slow pace them and slow roll and try to play a slow style while this team is in transition and shooting a bunch of threes, or you're going to run it through the post, and when you get the ball off of a miss, run down and shoot a three. And that's what I think the game plan was for this game, was for them, when you get a miss, we running down, find the open man, shoot a three. Other than that, we're going to run the ball through the post, get it into Bam. We're going to slow the game down, control time of possession. Because the other thing that they didn't do in game one was control time of possession. The Celtics were annihilating them from start to finish. And then the Heat finally calmed down, and then they were okay. So I think that the Heat series might go six. I don't see them winning unless Jimmy Butler comes back. But I do think Eric Spoelstra is a top 10 coach of all time when it comes to X's and O's and actually implementing an offense or a defensive scheme that can win you a series or a game. And that, to me, is the biggest difference in the stark contrast between a guy like him and Doc Rivers or a guy like him and Willie Green. They don't adjust well coming off of losses. They don't adjust well, really, even coming into series with preparation. Because even if I'm the Pelicans, you had to have some scouting before you played the Thunder.
You think they didn't have scouting?
They didn't play like it.
No, I just think the Thunder are just a better.
I think they're a better team, but Willie Green got outcoached in the last 4 minutes of game one.
That's fair.
So I'll leave that there. Joe, Pavi.
What's up?
You got some more questions, comments, concerns?
I mean, I kind of want to talk about Suns Timberwolves real quick.
All right.
I could go. I mean,
throw me my hat. It's over there.
Oh,
God damn, bro.
It's over there. It's the Timberwolves.
Oh, yeah. Suns Timberwolves. Hold on.
You don't see it?
How likely is it that the Suns get swept? And if they get swept.
Toss it.
And no. If they get swept.
Fling it like Michael Jackson.
What do the Suns do with this roster? Because they have a very expensive roster. Obviously, they just paid Grayson Allen. KD getting his money, but KD also, interestingly enough, if I'm not mistaken, only has 1 year left on his deal after this. Book is locked in, I think, for 4 more years.
On Pavi, Joe.
Nobody's taking the Beal contract. You stuck with that shit.
Hit the button for Matt Ishbia and
Bradley
Beal.
I don't want to hit the button because, I mean, as a new owner, the name of the game is winning. And I think that, unfortunately, they happened to be in the West this year, which put them in the position that they were in. But yeah, like if they lose in a very embarrassing fashion, which I think losing in the first round would be embarrassing for them, especially the way that they're going to lose.
Gee, the Warriors really had Otto Porter, Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, and Steph Curry on the floor and win the championship.
Not,
see, the Celtics trash
not,
as fuck for that.
Not losing in the way they would lose, but losing in how it would look if they get embarrassed. Like, yesterday was bad. Even the way Devin, like, the body language was bad. You got Ant yelling at KD, calling him an old nigga.
That was game one.
Like, it was bad. So, if they lose in the fashion, especially if, let's say they end up getting swept, or they lose in five, and the way that they will lose is going to be loud when they lose. What do you do with this roster? Like, do you entertain the idea of trading Kevin Durant?
You can't do nothing, really.
But do you entertain the idea of trading Kevin Durant?
Yeah, but I don't think Kevin Durant, you can't.
I ain't gonna lie, KD gonna go down as one of the weakest players in NBA history.
Okay, come on, bro.
Not in terms of ability, but just in terms of, like, he was never. When is KD? KD ain't been that guy in a decade.
That's not true.
Kevin Durant. Point the camera on me a little more. Kevin Durant has not been that guy.
It ain't been a decade.
Okay, Kevin Durant ain't been that guy since 2016.
It ain't been.
That's 8 years.
26.
Kevin Durant ain't been
that. He won the MVP 2018.
It ain't been a decade.
That was Steph Curry team. He wasn't the guy. It was Curry's team.
It ain't been a decade.
Steph, as Ty Lue said himself, Steph Curry was the head of the snake. It was not his
show.
No, yeah.
It ain't
been.
KD hit the biggest. I mean, KD hit the biggest shots in both them series.
It hasn't been a decade, but.
I love that Dame said that was a bad shot. That was a terrible shot.
That was a god awful shot.
But
it wasn't a bad shot. He's Dame, not if it's Dame.
No. It was a bad shot. But if you missed it, it was no time left, and y'all was going overtime.
So it don't matter.
So I see y'all later. Bye.
And you fucking up 3-1. Like, whatever. If we miss it, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. Ooh, that was one of the
greatest blocks of all time.
If Tiago Splitter would have made that dunk on LeBron, you would have never heard me shut up about it.
He had a semi. He blocked Jamal Murray like that too. Couple days ago.
That's also one of the greatest blocks of all time. She thwarted.
No,
that
it wasn't.
Shit.
They lost. Fuck out of here. Get y'all loser ass out of here.
But no.
Shout out to Iggy.
Seriously, what do you do with this Suns team? Do you do anything? Do you just bring it back and run it back? Like, what do you do with the Suns team if they lose in a very embarrassing fashion?
It doesn't matter what they do. They're cooked. They only want to sell tickets, and that's all that matters.
They don't have any draft picks. They don't have any young players.
No cap. They over the apron.
They got a tradable contract somewhere.
They don't hit the second apron, too.
But, I mean, you can't really do much. You traded all your – you don't – you got rid of all your assets.
I said, do you entertain the idea of trading Kevin Durant?
I mean, it's
– he has, I think, what, 1 year left after next year?
So 2 years is a – and that's it for the experiment? You don't want to give it one more? I mean, two –
is it going
to
get better?
They weren't healthy this year. I mean, I say you try your best to address the issues that you
have.
That
was one of the best seasons of Hoops and Brews.
Going with no.
It was.
With no point
guard. That actually might be the best
season. Rolling out there, rolling the ball out with no point guard. And then no Scott went to sleep that season. Surrounding them with these guys. And they also got the worst possible fucking matchup you could get. And shout out to Rudy Gobert. I damn know Rudy Gobert. An apology.
They got Kevin Durant, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
Jaden McDaniels been hooping their ass up.
Been balling their ass up. They got Kevin Durant, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
Timberwolves have an outstanding defense.
They play some of the best defense I've ever.
Timberwolves Nuggets is going to be real cinema next series, possibly.
Who you got your money on?
My money's going on them Nuggets. But I mean,
I ain't gonna hold you. I'm gonna go with Timberwolves, bro.
I'm going Timberwolves and six.
Y'all going
T-Wolves? T-Wolves and six.
I'm going,
I think the Nuggets. I think the Nuggets beat their ass in game one. The Timberwolves win game two. The Nuggets win game three. The Timberwolves win game four, game five, and then they go back home to Minnesota game six, and I think they close it out in the thriller.
I think that Minnesota, to a man, is better at almost every position besides
center,
point guard, and center.
Nah, besides center. I wouldn't even say point guard.
So you
no,
just
listen,
said in this
no,
moment.
No,
hold
no, wait
on,
a minute.
Stop,
listen.
Hold on. Shut the fuck up. You just said
Mike Conley not one of the most experienced point guards in the playoffs?
Gee, if Jamal Murray.
He doesn't have to
on,
beat Jamal. He just doesn't
up.
Have to make mistakes.
Shut the fuck up. If Jamal Murray.
I'm talking about for a series.
Jamal Murray can't
I'm not,
grossly
I didn't say player to player.
Jamal Murray can't I'll give a fuck. If Jamal Murray can't grossly outplay 36-year-old Mike Conley, I want you to come on this show and you gonna apologize. You
Why?
Gonna apologize.
I just told
for all that
you I thought Mike Conley would
said.
Be comparable. Mike Conley just doesn't need to make.
If Mike
no,
Conley
understand
is comparable
what I'm
to,
saying.
I get what you're saying.
Understand what I'm saying.
I hear what you're saying.
No, stop and let me finish.
No, I hear what you're saying.
What I'm saying is,
I know what you're saying.
If Mike Conley goes in that
saying.
Series. And,
I know what you're saying.
And averages 1.5 turnovers a game.
I know what you're saying.
11 points and 4 assists.
I know what you're saying.
And they and the Nuggets lose. Mike Conley outplayed Jamal Murray.
That's not
he
exactly
just
true.
Needs to not make
That's
mistakes.
That's not exactly true.
and keep them in check at the end of games when usually Ant-Man or Cat gonna do something dumb, Mike get the ball and control them.
Man, if Mike Conley,
I didn't say he was gonna outplay him in terms of numbers, but if Mike Conley can play within himself
to Jamal Murray,
they gonna win.
We need to have a meeting. But I think that they are better to a man, even when you go to the bench. I think they are, and I think that that's where I think that's when the real separation will take place. Like when you get to the bench, you get to the Naj Reeves, and you get to the Nikhil Alexander Walkers, and you get to the Cal Andersons, and you put that up against the Christian Brauns and the Reggie Jacksons and the DeAndre Jordan, and he got probably gonna play in this series. Like, I think that that's when the real separation comes. And I think that, again, like Minnesota, the way they play defense, I think that they can guard everything they do, and they have bodies for Jokic. The thing about Jokic is you have
Kobe
to have
shot
bodies
over
for
Phoenix,
Jokic.
One of the greatest shots of all time. I watched that live.
Me too. You have to have
Steve Nash. That shit broke my heart.
You have to have bodies to put up.
RIP Bean. And by the way, shout out to Tim Thomas, one of my favorite NBA players of all time.
You have to have bodies to go up against Jokic, and that's what the Timberwolves do. Also, shout out Naz Reid for winning Sixth Man of the Year. And yeah, and again, like with Rudy, that people are finally seeing what I've been saying about Rudy. People think that Rudy was getting played off the floor. No, it's that when you put me on a team where can't nobody else play fucking defense, and you got me covering for everybody, now I look crazy. And as you can see, when you have actual comparable defenders in front of him, this is what you get. So yeah, if they play next round, I would put my money on the Timberwolves. Yes, for sure.
All right, cool. Let's round the show out. We got to talk about it because last time we talked about it, we got to update the rap beef. We didn't got AI Drake songs. Kendrick still ain't dropped. Kanye didn't drop the trash disc. ASAP dropped the ASAP verse on a Future Metro album. What else we got going on in the rap game? What are your thoughts?
Oh, Quavo and Chris Brown.
Quavo and Chris Brown.
I have the real
beef.
Have
taken it to the streets.
Quavo and Chris Brown. Okay.
They ain't taking it to the streets. What are your thoughts about all the rap beefs? I want to know from both of y'all.
The Quavo and Chris Brown beef, we might actually have to sit them two down because that could get dangerous. That could get dangerous. That beef could definitely move off wax.
This bullet got your name on it, pussy.
G, the man said, when Takeoff died, we wished it was you. G, we can't rap after that. We can't. We rapping? No, we not rapping.
In Chicago, nobody's rapping.
We not rapping after that.
Whatever
bro.
Block is, we not rapping after some that, switches. Bro.
That man said, "Oh, you fucked my ex. That's cool because I fucked your girl when you was with her." And then Shorty didn't even disagree. She just
no.
Said,
she tweeted, "Who child?" 4 hours before it came out, you know he sent to her like, "Hey, I'm finna drop this shit tonight." I'm just like, "No, at a time."
She just said, "Who child?" What?
She said, "Ooh, child."
She said, "Who child?" Did not disagree. What? No, bro. And then actually, the song he came back after that with was dope though.
I like that song.
I like the song.
It's a good song.
It's a good song.
It's just CB went
CB
nuclear.
CB went, yes, it went. And
Chris Brown diss was better than any other disses we've had in the past 6 years.
Yes. That was the best disses back to back.
His diss was better than Kendrick whole Like That verse. And no, I love Kendrick Like That
it
verse.
It wasn't better than Like That verse.
No, it was.
It wasn't better than Like That verse.
If I didn't want to fuck up the money, I would have broke you in half. Gee, you said you would have broke that man in half? Bro, I've seen Quavo and Chris Brown in person up close, G. Breezy is not a small person.
He's not small.
Quavo is not a small person either, G. You said, if I didn't want to fuck up the money, I would have broke you in half. What? Imagine if Drake said, Kendrick, you so small, I would have broke you in half. We were like, what? Number one, everybody would say, no, Diddy. Then everybody would say, hey, yo, what?
They would have said, cap.
Nah,
Drake
yeah, that
Drake
yeah.
Ain't doing shit.
As far as the Drake AI thing, Tupac was getting off.
Illuminati. By the way, one of my favorite albums of 2023 was an AI Tupac album. I love that album. Let me see.
That's disrespectful.
I know it's not. I love that album.
Disrespectful. I'm not listening to AI Tupac.
I love AI Tupac.
I'm not listening to AI Pop.
It is
Kendrick. We need ya.
Kendrick. We need ya. Was Drake disrespecting Tupac's legacy?
No.
That's why they about to sue his ass, yeah.
They can't sue him.
Oh, Tupac and Dope Funk.
They can't sue him.
Tupac and Dope. Tupac and hold on, wait, listen. It's an album on YouTube called Four Corner Room. Tupac and DOPFUNK.AI. They made an album and they got some heat on there, G.
I'm not fucking
with
you.
They got some dead ass like, G, this shit fire, G. I'm sorry. I'm rocking with AI Pac, G.
I'm rocking with AI Pac, G.
AI Pac. Actually, who's the AI Pac of basketball right now? LeBron?
I don't even know how to even
accurately. He barely there right now.
I don't even know how to even accurately. But TaylorMade was dope. Good record. I played it again today. So I played it one time, and I was like, oh, okay, cool.
That's how I know it was trash. You played a Drake record one time?
I was
time?
In London, bro. I wasn't trying to hear that shit. Put on the Mandem tunes. I want to hear that shit. Get that shit the fuck out of here. Put on some Skepta.
By the way, when you go to London again, let me know. I'm going.
I'm going to go in August.
I'm dead ass going.
I'm going to go in August.
I'm going.
Okay, all right, cool.
I'm going to bring my computer with me. I'm going to be in London editing videos.
All right.
They got good internet in London?
Yes, bro. It's the first world country.
I mean, like, as fast as we got it.
Yes, bro. It's the first, like, it's London, bro.
Like, I need 5 megabytes.
It's London,
second.
Bro. You be all right, bro.
All right.
It's not.
I really been wanting to go
Jordan.
To London. I ain't going to lie. You've been living my dream. I always said when I was in my 20s, I was going to go to London a bunch and live in London. Never did it.
Yeah, I want to.
Life.
Yeah. Great. London. Yeah. But I played it today again, and actually, for real, for analyze the words, Snoop was getting the fuck off.
You mean Drake?
Drake and Snoop's voice was getting the fuck off.
I'm not gonna lie. The worst part about the Drake diss was he didn't put Hennessy or Enemies in the motherfucking song.
Yeah, it was like right there.
How the fuck you make a fucking Tupac diss song and don't put Hennessy or Enemies in the song
or mention anything about Alizé?
Exactly. No Alizé, Hennessy, Enemies. Hennessy for my enemies. How you don't do that, G?
Trey Songz got mad game winners. I just want to say that.
Oh, the sea with the sea with the finna be my enemies with the Hennessy. How you don't do that, Drake? Come on, G. That's how I know Drake ain't really a Tupac fan. That man went in there and raps
some
regular.
He a Pac fan?
No, he not. He raps some regular
ass.
Remember
when he put his Spotify wrapped up and Tupac was like the number one artist? Nah, I swear to God, he put his Spotify wrapped up. His Spotify thing, and Tupac was his most listened to artist.
When was this?
It was like last year or 2 years ago. He put it on IG, and Tupac was his most listened to artist. Type in Drake Spotify rap. Tupac was his, but he listened to like 120 hours of Tupac. She dead ass. 120 hours of Tupac. 120 hours of Tupac. For real. Yeah, he's listening to Tupac. So he's a real Pac fan. This is also a great duck, too.
Oh, my God. I'm crying.
All right, man. Joe, hit the red button. Turn the music up slowly. Yeah, let's get up out of here.
Let me go get some
Bengay. No, Diddy. Turn it up a little bit more. Yeah, man. It's your boy TBJ, as always. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Another episode. Got to keep coming back. We still going. We still moving. Hoops and Brews, HEB Media, TPJ. I'm not on social media for a while. I'll be back eventually. But until then, that's it for me. Pavi, Joel, talk to people.
As always, man, follow me on Twitter at Pavi World, P-A-V-Y World, all one. I remember when he dunked the fuck out of Montrezl Harrell, too.
Yeah.
At Pavi World, P-A-V-Y World, all one word. That's on Instagram as well. Make sure y'all go check out my music, stream it everywhere. Just type in Pavi, you can find it. I'll say it here first. I got a new record called If She Wasn't Engaged. I got a new record called If She Wasn't Engaged coming out really, really soon. And what?
Turn my mic down.
It's a hard, warm song.
You know what you already know what I'm asking without even asking the question.
I don't know what you're asking. What are you asking? I don't know what you're asking.
In the show.
I don't know what
you're full of shit.
I don't know what you're asking. I wrote it a long time ago, but like, you know, I don't feel like that no more. I'm chilling now.
Joe, talk to the people. Get your plug in. Let's go.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. NBA playoffs been lit. Instagram, Joe R. Wilson. Twitter, The Jolt. We out. Thank y'all.
Turn the music up and in it. We'll see y'all later. Peace. When I feel so clear. I really want to perform. I've been in another gear. I know all my lyrics. Hey, taking flight. I can feel the air up there. When I feel so clear. I've been in another gear. Yeah, I've been in another gear.